The U.S. commodity market seems to be getting the attention of farmers these days with some record prices at historic levels. Cotton seems to be getting most of the attention with the run on prices from $1 a pound up to $1.41 a pound in the short term. Some said the drop recently on last Friday has indicated that China talked about inflation and raising their interest rate, but Monday there was a slight recovery and the cotton market still seems to be strong. Meantime, other commodities are getting strong. Corn prices to $5.41 per bushel, soybeans up to $12.80 per bushel, and wheat at $7.48 a bushel. That prompted the issuance of peanut contracts last week as the peanut industry concerned about farmers' commitment to cotton acreage. But peanut markets have been concentrating on a 2010 crop and quality problems and not so much on the old crop. There was a contract last week for $500 per ton for peanuts from the old crop or 2010 crop that have not been option contracted. New contracts were issued last week in the Southeast, and that was showing about $550 per ton on runner-type peanuts, and that was limited to 3,200 pounds per acre on dry land and 4,000 pounds per acre on irrigated. There was a seed addition for $25 per ton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.